This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
There really is so much to cover, but the images that we're seeing coming out from the southern border are truly of a science fiction movie, a nightmare, a dystopian nightmare. I always think of District 9 is the movie I always think of, where it's just it's almost a million of people just living in tiny little hut cities out in the desert, and it's a lot like what we're seeing here on the southern border. And we have new breaking news coming from the southern border from our crew that's been down there covering this for months, really, off and on. And so this is confirmed now, a UN agenda. Tim Enloe on the line.
Right on. Yeah, so it's very disturbing what some of our sources and law enforcement sources down there are telling us. They are now sending out alerts, basically telling some of the Border Patrol agents that are in the path of these caravans to consider getting their families to safety and moving them to other locations. I mean, that is just unbelievable. And, you know, now we have a second caravan that's getting ready to slam into McAllen, Texas, with thousands and thousands more. That city is now going to become overwhelmed. Basically, our border is 100% now completely collapsed. And I think at this point, what I would like to stress and what I hope that we can get out to all the Border Patrol agents, all the customs agents, and all the law enforcement agents currently on the border. You have to now look in the mirror and ask yourself if you want to continue being a part of this, or if you want to come out, speak out, and tell the truth to the American people about what's going on the border. We can protect your identity. We can protect you if you're honest. But you have to speak out what's going on now, because even they now can see that even their own families are at risk now. I mean, they're down there trying to stem the tide, but even their own families are at risk now. And so we would like to encourage them to come forward, contact us. You can do it discreetly. We will protect your identity, but get the word out to the American people what you yourselves are seeing with your own eyes on the border.
And just like the Secret Service came to us, it's time to expose it, because these are the traitors. They're telling the Chinese everything about us. We have to stand up as Americans. Now's the time to blow the whistle. It's treason if you don't.
And that's exactly right, Alex, because here's the thing, right? As long as the politicians feel they can operate in the dark, then our law enforcement and our military are nothing. They are nothing more than puppets, and nobody wants to be a puppet. So our military down on the border, our law enforcement on the border, speak out, contact us, get the truth out. We will help you get the truth out. We want to do that for America.
And get it out anywhere. Get it out wherever you can. Just get it out, folks. Get it out now, wherever you get it out. Get it out yourself on YouTube. There's really no country left, folks, if you don't stop this. Owen?
Well, and one of the big lies that we're told, or that's fabricated by the media and our politicians, that, hey, you know, these people add to our country. They add to our culture. They're bringing benefits and all this stuff. Well, you know, not to slight these people, but how is that the case? Most of them, if not all of them, don't speak English. Most of them have no education or experience.
They're
in
bringing people here. They control the permanent underclass state, just like they did in Europe, Owen.
Well, and that's what I want people to understand, and they want to, you know, they'll pretend it's some sort of insensitive commentary. No, it's a fact. These people aren't coming here to create businesses or open restaurants or contribute to our society. Again, not a knock against them. They can't. They don't speak English. They don't have any job skills. They don't have any prospects.
The Democrats control. Oh, and I'm going to let you take over. Doing a great job. Listeners, call everybody you know. Tune in now, tomorrow, tonight. If I'm able to get internet back up, I'm going to upload all these incredible videos. I mean, you understand, Owen, this is the real Secret Service, okay, telling us that Biden is literally hopped out of his mind on drugs, pooping all over himself, completely insane.
Well, I mean, Alex, let's not get into too much behind the scenes, but, I mean, they want to know who contacts you. They want to know who contacts us. They want to know who contacts Jack Posobiec. They're freaked out that there's actual people from the inside trying to let Americans know what's going on.
Yeah, this wasn't done over the telephone, so they can burn in hell.
Well, and that's the other thing. I don't need sources. I don't have any sources. I have video of 50,000 people at the border getting ready to pour in here. What source?
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Hi, folks. We're into the second hour now of the Sunday broadcast that is here because of your support and your prayers. We thank you all for keeping us on air as we'd be on air during this critical time. We knew the globalist attack was coming. We chronicled exactly how they would hit. They've now hit. I studied them. We know how they've hit other countries. We know their plan. If one thing, these criminals love to brag. So Owen has a ton of knowledge to cover, but I mean, I'll tell you, out of all this huge news that Biden's even more insane than we thought, incontinent, out of his mind, the huge news of the invasion of the border and it collapsing and more giant caravans coming, and that exclusive footage from Mexico, 5.5 hours away by car, what, like 200 miles away, the Texas border's huge, in McAllen, with thousands more now hitting the border, law enforcement being told get their families out of Del Rio because 20,000 more are coming. That's what I told you. These UN things always come in the 50,000 at least once they hit. And so they follow an exact blueprint. But the biggest news is that months ago, the British main advisory panel that by law is supposed to be listened to said we should stop all these shots. They give a yellow card meaning pull it. No boosters, no nothing. That's why all these regulators around the world, the EU and the U.S., are quitting, saying, I mean, the top regulators, the top two people over the vaccine program for 45 years, when you combine it, one 33 years, one like 12 years, so it comes out to 45 years. And the number one and number two both quit, saying, this is not an authorized vaccine. You're lying. Don't give it to children under 16, and don't, of course, give people booster shots. Well, they came out and said, this is going to destroy vaccines, trust, for generations. That's a quote in their letter to Lancet that the media suppressed so well. I learned about it Friday when it was 8 days old. I learned about that letter 8 days after they did it from another national talk show host that sent it to me. So, folks, if Alex Jones doesn't know, imagine. But thank God, this what the FDA just did, and their own, because the other people resigned, and now their own boards came out 16-2 and 26-2, or no, 26-1. On the two top boards and said, do not do this. This is insane. That is the scientists. That is the facts. They believed in vaccines because vaccines work. They just have side effects that can be tainted. This isn't a vaccine. This is a dangerous gene therapy. And so, folks, the fact that this came out is so massive. Jamie White wrote about the letter to Lancet by the two top FDA scientists on Friday. That needs to go mega viral. We need to put it back on the main page if we can. Then today he posted a whole article and yesterday about how huge the FDA is. As bad as they are, they realize this is so over-the-top criminal, they have had to back off. These are the same folks that said OxyContin was okay for children and that legalized fentanyl for a while. And they're saying, pull this. I mean, this is freaking serious, folks. I couldn't believe it. Now, you know, back in December of last year when Wolfgang Wudart, the top advisor of the EU, who I've interviewed before, came out and said this is going to kill everybody with cancer and blood clots and heart attacks. I thought that's a little extreme. And then when the Yidon, the former head of Pfizer Science Division, came out, who was over their vaccine program, and said this is going to do the same thing, I thought this is a little extreme. I even told listeners, I said, my God. And then it's freaking happening, folks. I know a bunch of people who died from the shots. They tell them they died. Little kids, adults, you name it. So We have lived to see it, and they can normalize. Listen, I'm hysterical on purpose. This isn't fake, but I let the dog off the leash. I could be totally calm talking about this right now if I wanted to, but I decide to get upset because we have these emotions for a reason to get people motivated. So it's not fake when I'm emotional. It's I have the energy to do this because I get in an emotional space, but I intellectually sit here and study all of this information constantly, and we've got more information coming out right now about the border. It's breaking, and we're in a freaking war room. Where's our government? I don't want to be the one that's always right. I don't want to be what they call the brain and all the rest of the stuff. I'm not. I know about the globalist attack. I know their background. I know their profile. I know their operations, and I know what they're hitting us with. And I'm telling you, Ted Cruz and all the rest of them know as well. It's not that Biden is incompetent. He's a puppet. The people behind him are running the collapse of the United States. We need Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, replacement migration hearings. We need to expose Soros and the State Department program that Trump killed, to his credit, that Biden put back in 8 months ago. We need to understand what's going down. And we need your financial support. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm burning the candle at both ends financially. We've got so many operations we need to launch against these people. So I've got the heart and I've got the spirit. I've got some of the crew I need. We're trying to get more people, but I need financial support. We have Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin. B12 is so good for your immune system, your whole body, and your way of life. Look how much energy I've got. I mean, I've had some coffee today, and that's it. This stuff gives me so much energy. We have the X2, iodine, same thing, key for your immune system. So many people are deficient. And then we have Winter Sun, 50% off, which is the highest quality D3 of your immune system in your body, at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now. Support the operation. Get a T-shirt. Get a book. Get a film. Get your storable food ready to ship to you now before the new war starts, the power outages, or whatever they're going to pull. You can see it. We are at war, and I will sit here on air fighting as hard as I can. I came to D.C. to cover this event yesterday. I've got other irons in the fire you'll know about soon. I'll just leave it at that. Very good, important journalistic interviews and things that we're up to, and I'll be back Tuesday with Owen on the show. But I'm going to turn the baton over to Owen and just shut up here because he's got a lot to say and a lot to cover. And I just want to say God bless the crew and thank all of our listeners because this is an incredible time and good things are happening. Praise God with this vaccine news coming out because it's not a vaccine. And just get that information and share it with everyone you know because they're trying to bury it or they're trying to spin it like it's just some scientific disagreements. It's healthy. And Fauci smiles on TV today trying to act like it's no big deal. He just got mortally wounded. He is a mass murderer by design since the 80s with HIV and the drugs that kill people. There's a Greg Reese report on InfoWars.com. Now he's a confessed, premeditated mass murderer. And people, you're being hit by a mass murder. Oh, by the way, oh, my God, oh, my God. I discovered something about Fauci today that is the most amazing thing ever. And you know what? Just in case I die in a car wreck tonight, knock on wood, I'm going to say that's going to happen. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, I decided to search Fauci's family background. I decided to search what his name means. It sounds like Faust, you know, deal with the devil. It has nothing to do with Faust. Faust in German means strong. Guess what Fauci, ladies and gentlemen, means? It's from southern Italy, and it means the sickle. And out of what is Italy today, out of that little nation state, 600 years ago, during a black plague, the Fauci and the sickle out of Italy was associated with the Grim Reaper cutting the wheat and taking large parts of the population. And Fauci's family means the angel of death. So he's not just like Joseph Mengele. His name means the sickle and the grim reaper, and his family crest, if you go back far into the town they're from, was not a grim reaper with a sickle, but a grim reaper with an arrow killing people. So Fauci is absolutely satanic incarnate. His name means angel of death. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you understand why he's like Joseph Mengele, the angel of death. His name means sickle of death. Owen, I love you, my brother. Can you believe this stuff?
You know, Alex, what's so frustrating is how much control the media has over America, whether it's with the fear porn about the virus or whether it's praising Anthony Fauci or, hey, don't look over here at the border. You know, it's so frustrating because we don't want to brainwash our audience. We just want our audience to make informed decisions and understand what's going on. But the frustrating thing is, Alex, if we had even a fraction of the programming. It's like, imagine being a computer programmer and there's two computer programmers in a room and the one computer programmer is the one working on this computer and he can't get the program to work. And it just keeps failing and failing and failing. And the other computer programmer is there like, I know how to fix that. I could fix that right now. And they're like, no. I'm going to do it. I'm going to program this. And then all the other scientists or whoever's watching is like, no, this computer program, we're going with this guy. And you just have to sit there and watch this program fail and fail and fail and fail. And then you're just sitting there and you realize after a time, like, wait a second, they want it to fail. There's a reason.
Yeah, they're throwing the computer in the water. Or they're peeing on it. Absolutely. So Tim just discovered something else huge, and I'll see if he's going to call back in here. We're trying to get the internet back up. We got a bunch of big stuff going on, but I'm telling you, folks, this is totally insane. I mean, Owen, his name means the sickle, and then it's from Italy and the Grim Reaper, and that name basically means people associated with death.
It may just be time to just focus on Fauci in the 80s, and we've got reports that we're going to air tonight on Sunday Night Live. And Alex, if you guys file some special reports there, we'll air it tonight. I know you're having some internet troubles, but we'll air whatever special reports or breaking news you guys have coming up on Sunday Night Live.
Right,
I got a ton of news to get into now.
Guys, I appreciate you guys. Spread the word, folks. You're Paul Revere. Tell people tune in now. This is a damn war. Get excited, get upset, or become a total slave forever.
All right, when we come back, I will get into all the latest when it comes to the media and COVID and the vaccines and how the dam is starting to break and the water is starting to drown the city.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Here live, Owen Schroyer in studio. The last three segments of the Alex Jones Show, and then on Sunday Night Live, I am just going to take phone calls. And then, as you heard from Alex, we're going to have a lot of special reports coming up as well. We're going to get some of those up and ready to go for the Sunday Night Live transmission as well. So it's going to be your phone calls and then some special breaking reports as the news continues to break. Let me get into the stack of news over here when it comes to COVID and the vaccines and the dam breaking. And it's always what happens in tyrannical regimes, whatever oppression or edicts, it's always for the people. It's never for the elite. It's never for the government. You could point to a bunch of different examples of this in modern U.S. history, whether it's Pelosi shutting things down, she goes out to get her hair done. All these Democrats telling you to wear a mask. They go out and have massive parties. They're not wearing masks. AOC acting like the rich are her enemies, but she rubs elbows with the rich all day long. The list just goes on and on. But with the vaccine, here it is. Stories at Infowars.com. Global elite is exempt, kind of like the Biden administration and Congress, exempt from New York's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for UN General Assembly. And there's been other examples like this, too. Like for Euro Cup, a bunch of elite were traveling in and they didn't have to quarantine. They could go right to the ball games and then leave immediately without quarantining, even though, you the citizen would have had to quarantine, because it's not for the elite. It's not for the rich. It's only for you. It continues. Gavin Newsom's office refuses to say whether Newsom, the California governor, is quarantining after two of his children test positive for COVID. So, see, it's this new thing that, quite frankly, we're all buying into, is the fear of the virus. It didn't used to be this way 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You get the flu, you get a cough, you get whatever. Yeah, okay, maybe you stay home, you try to avoid contact, whatever. But you're not panicking. You're not quarantining. Everybody that comes around you is not quarantining. Oh, no, now that's the thing. Now that's what's in for you and everybody else. But not for Newsom. Not for his family, because he either knows the whole thing is a sham and there's nothing to be afraid of, or he just thinks he's better than you. Most likely, probably, I would say both. It just continues. Honolulu Mayor Rick Blangiardi caught maskless leaving his birthday party of 23 closest friends with wine and artwork in hand as the serfs are forced to stay home. That's right, big COVID tyranny in Honolulu. You quarantine, you wear a mask, you be a nice little peasant. But there is the mayor there with his spoils after getting bombed out of, with a good time, maskless partying with his friends. Hey, good for him. I like a good party. What about you out there? You guys like a good party? I like a good party. You like a good party? I like a good party. I don't like wearing a mask at a party. I don't like social distancing at a party. I don't like people asking me private questions about my medical history at a party. I like a good party. And it looks like the mayor of Honolulu likes a good party, too. Oh, but he doesn't want you to be able to party. He doesn't want you to be able to have a good time and not wear a mask and not quarantine and actually get close to your friends and, hey, maybe hug a loved one. Wild idea. Wild, crazy idea. You might want to hug a loved one. But the mayor of Honolulu doesn't want you to enjoy those simple pleasures in life as he gets bombed out on the simple pleasures of life Yes, once again, rules for you, but not for them. And now more pushback against the vaccines that the media will never tell you about, probably contractually obligated from their big pharmaceutical sponsors not to say anything negative about the vaccine. NIH director says booster shots to be expanded despite FDA advisors voting them down. And there was a vote. I have the number somewhere on here, but we've been sharing them on the screen. They're lost in my stack here. But, yes, actually multiple panels, including an FDA vaccine panel, voted against the booster shots. And two of the top members, senior members at the FDA, actually left because they knew that this was going to be the case and they did not want to be there when the vaccines for boosters were approved by the FDA when they actually weren't approved. And, again, more former health advocates from these departments are calling out the vaccines. Former vice president of the World Health Organization European Advisory Group, unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous, and they should be quarantined. Yeah, that's kind of a bit of a judo reversal. It's kind of a reversal into a German suplex, if you will, of what the media is telling you, but that is the reality. And that is coming from the UK column was able to interview former European Advisory Group of Experts in Immunization at the World Health Organization, the Vice President, Professor Christian Perron, last August, where he specified that the COVID-19 policy is completely stupid and how it should basically be reversed. It's the vaccine people that need to be quarantined because they're the ones that have created all these variants. It's the vaccine variants. The vaccine variants are getting people more sick than the original that came out of the lab that Fauci was funding and advocating. And it's the vaccine variants. Hey, I, you know what? Look, I'm not even calling for people to get a vaccine to be quarantined. I'm sure I rub elbows with them plenty and they serve food. If I go out to dinner or if I go out to a bar, they're probably all around me or say I go to a UT football game, they're all around me. But I don't say they should be quarantined. They should be allowed to live life just like everyone else. But if you really wanted to go with science and logic, it would be them that are the threat with the vaccine variants and that should be quarantined. But, hey, I'm not for putting anybody in a cage. That's what the other side does. Sarah Palin, and it's sad to say that this is even so brave, but sadly it is the case these days. So Sarah Palin bravely announces that she is unvaccinated because she believes in science. She did this with Dr. Drew, and then Dr. Drew backs up her claims. And, of course, you can talk about the natural immunity that is better than the vaccine immunity. And then even Moderna comes out and says, if you have taken our vaccine, you are actually 2 times as likely to get COVID. Oh, wow. Boy, that's kind of a red alert thing there, but again, the media is not allowed to talk about that, not allowed to cover that, and they don't want that egg on their face. Megadeth's Dave Mustaine rails against COVID tyranny, calls for mass civil disobedience. I guess he's on tour right now doing that. He was in Austin a couple weeks ago with Megadeth. And so you're seeing who in mainstream art and entertainment is going along with the tyranny and who is not. And it's very telling, I think. You look at Nicki Minaj, you look at things Pitbull has said on his tour, Megadeth, and then you see who gets ingratiated by the establishment, like Lil Nas fornicating with Satan and pretending he has a baby, he's a man, or Olivia Rodrigo, who nobody's ever heard of, but she now gets big roles and big awards because she shills for the vaccine. She goes to the White House, she sells the vaccine, she tells all of her young audience, get the vaccine. She's a zero-brain nitwit herself with no talent, but she's willing to show her boobs off to the world, and she's willing to shill for the corrupt establishment. So she gets recognized with awards and roles, and that's the corrupt system that we live in. All right, I'm going to continue through this stack of news when we get back. We're going to pile drive through all the rest of this news on the Alex Jones Show and then take your phone calls on Sunday Night Live.
We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Let's get right back into this news that I can get it all off my desk and take at least an hour or more, hopefully, of phone calls coming up on Sunday Night Live right after the Alex Jones transmission finishes. The people are rising up, and in many different ways this is happening. You just had a massive protest in New York City again. The headline that is at InfoWars.com from Sputnik, F you, Joe Biden. New Yorkers take to the streets to protest vaccine mandates, link COVID rules to Nazis. And there was another big protest somewhere against the vaccine mandates that I saw as well. I forget where that was. Maybe California. I'm not sure for certain. But the point is, all these are happening almost every day now. Peaceful protests against the vaccine mandate. And that's a powerful exhibit right there. You see people pretending to be dead on the street with the vaccine needle in their back, obviously illustrating all the people that have died from the vaccine. And by the way, so they have the VAERS reporting system to report vaccine side effects. We had somebody in our audience actually go out and create a website. I believe it's vaxaction.com. I meant to actually follow up with this. And in fact, we should get that guy back on the war room maybe this week coming up. Vax Action. I think it's V-A-X Action. Yeah, vaxaction.com, open vaccine injury reports, where you can go out and report vaccine injuries. And this is more of an interactive system than the VAERS system, where you just jump through hoops to send them your report, and then you're not even really sure if it goes up or not. This is interactive in real time. You can follow the report, and then it's interactive there, and you can actually see it go up, and it's more personable as well. VaxAction.com. We should be plugging this more often, because we need to have our own archives of this history, because we know how history is controlled and rigged and massaged and maneuvered. So that's why VaxAction.com is so key, at least I believe. But back to the news here. College football fans chant F Joe Biden for a third week in a row. It seems to be the trend, the number one trend for college football games this year, where the stadiums are once again packed. And this time there was a massive chant of F Joe Biden at a Virginia Tech game, at a Wyoming game, at a Tennessee game. The list just goes on and on here. We're actually compiling these videos. I don't believe at a Kentucky game. I don't believe we published them yet at band.video, but my crew on the war room is actually, we are compiling all these F. Joe Biden chants at the college football games, at the baseball games, everywhere. It's an organic phenomenon, too. It's not something that the media put them up to or that Hollywood put them up to. It's an organic event to see these chants happening. So it's actually the real deal. And then didn't really go so well for Nancy Pelosi recently. You're not welcome here, Nancy. Trump won. Go back to Epstein Island. Nancy Pelosi greeted by hecklers at Northern England stop is the headline with the video at the Gateway Pundit. Nancy Pelosi was greeted by loud, boisterous, and angry English protesters during her stop in the north of England on Saturday. So even across the pond, they know who the truly corrupt politicians are here in this country. Time for Americans to wake up. It continues with the clash of the police and the citizens in Australia that just want to be free. Elderly Australian woman knocked down and pepper sprayed by police in Melbourne during protests against lockdowns. And so it's sad to see that the police, and we knew this would happen, are basically put in a position where they are the front lines for the evil establishment. You're not going to have Bill Gates out there. You're not going to have Fauci out there. You're not going to have any of the politicians out there that are locking you down, telling you you're not free anymore, and you have to live in fear the rest of your life and be a slave to a virus and the big government. So they send the police out there to do their work after they demonize the police, put a target on the police back, and then pit the police against the very people that supported them throughout all of this. It truly is a crazy thing to witness and experience. Thousands marched through London calling on government to scrap plans to give COVID jabs to children. Massive signs saying don't jab our kids and big numbers in the streets. So, again, that's just an example or more examples of citizens waking up and trying to stand up against the New World Order government tyranny that we all see coming now, which started with the fear of COVID and has now reached the next level of the medical tyranny, just as it was planned. Now, same highway, but a different lane. The Lancet which was being sorted and cited for all of these newscasts and people who wanted to say, see, the virus didn't come out of a lab. The mask works. Ivermectin didn't work. They were all citing The Lancet. Well, The Lancet is now starting to do a 180. The Lancet U-turns over COVID lab leak theory and publishes alternative view calling for a transparent debate on the origins of the virus. Oh, how convenient now, a year and a half later, when the origins of the virus aren't the story anymore and now the vaccine is. But there you go. So will The Lancet do a U-turn on Dr. Fauci, who it's now been discovered has funded 60 projects at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, all in conjunction with the Chinese military? So that's Fauci with ties to the Chinese military. That's Milley with ties to the Chinese military. Are you getting it yet? Will The Lancet change face on ivermectin? India, state of 241 million people declared COVID-free after government promotes ivermectin. And I forget what they call them. It's a blister pack. I believe it's a blister pack. It's like $7, and it's enough ivermectin to get you COVID-free and help you recover. And it's now has a state of 241 million people COVID-free because ivermectin works. So will The Lancet change face on that? Will The Lancet change face on the face masks after all the studies that have come out on the face masks and how they test the children's face mask after a full day at school? And it's basically like 12, 13 different bacterias on it, more deadly than COVID, that are just sitting on that mask. It makes you question a lot of things, I think. And they're touching the mask, and it causes all sorts of long-term side effects. You're breathing in your own carbon dioxide, and all those studies are out there, but yet no scientific proof it actually stops the spread of COVID, at least in mass scales. You could argue, hey, you know, you sneeze, there's a lot less molecules going out. Okay, fine, but where's the science that shows masking is actually doing anything? There is none. So will The Lancet change face on that? 125 Indiana hospital employees quit over COVID-19 vaccine mandate. This is happening all over the country, including here in Texas. In fact, last night I happened to overhear a conversation where an individual who runs a hospital was basically laughing about the fact that now first. So I hear I'm in a public space. This guy's talking loudly. He really thinks a lot of himself. I'll just leave it at that. And first he was telling the people around him how serious COVID was and how overwhelmed they are and how overworked. And, oh, you know, he's a hero, but he's overworked and all this stuff. But he was having a good time at the event I was at. And then he goes on and he talks about this handful of nurses. I forget the number, but it was a big number, not as much as 100, but it was a pretty significant number. And he talks about all these nurses that came in and were refusing to get the vaccine. And so they're going to get fired. And he laughs. He says, good riddance. Goodbye. We don't want you. We don't need you. Get out of here. And it's just hilarious to sit there and listen to this guy who, by the way, is morbidly obese. To listen to this guy talk about how serious it is in the hospital, how overwhelmed, and how he's a hero. And then his next sentence, he laughs about these nurses, and he's basically excited that they're going to be gone because they don't want to get the vaccine. So you're either overwhelmed and overworked and you need all the nurses, or you're lying about that and you're a jerk because you're glad that these nurses aren't going to be employed anymore. And it really just puts everything into perspective. And, you know, I wanted to turn around and talk to this guy, but I realized there's just no point, man.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'll tell you what's life and death.
If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America and the entire world is going down the tubes because of the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I'm going to get through all this news, hopefully, in this segment. And I'm going to start taking calls. And I'm going to take calls for over an hour on Sunday Night Live tonight. So stay tuned to that. I'm going to give out that phone number at the after this broadcast concludes. And if you just are watching on band.video on the Alex Jones channel, Sunday Night Live is carried live right there at the conclusion. We just go live on Sunday Night Live, less commercial breaks there, all brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So let me try to get all this news off my desk here so I can just focus on taking calls for Sunday Night Live this evening. Headline is Zero Hedge. Biden's border blunder. 15,000 migrants under Texas bridge forces Governor Abbott to send in troopers. And it feels like it's a little too late from Governor Abbott. And then also the Democrats and the UN are playing games. They figure out where Abbott sends the troops, and then they steer the migrant caravan in a different direction. So there's a bit of a cat and mouse game going on there between Abbott and law enforcement and the illegal immigrant invasion. Bizarro world, Haitians cross back and forth over Texas-Mexico border. Yeah, it's wide open. Can you imagine yourself, though, going into any other country? Can you imagine you just walking into any other country and getting freebies and just demanding it? Can you imagine that? Would that happen anywhere else on earth? No, it happens here. And if America's so racist, why are all these people wanting to come here? If America's so bad and sucks so bad, why are all these people wanting to come here? It's just the illogic of our mainstream media and our Democrat Party, which isn't really illogic, just lying through their teeth. It's an invasion. Mexican authorities bus thousands of migrants to Bidenville Bridge Camp on Mexican side of Texas border. And again, you've seen the images coming out. If you've ever seen the movie District 9, in fact, the crew can probably even pull up the images of that, but it's irrelevant. It looks the same. It's like District 9, where you just have this mass of humanity out there in just third world status, just waiting to invade the country, just waiting to come in and get their freebies. They don't have any prospects. They don't offer anything. That's not insensitive commentary. That's just the truth. Okay, and so what are they doing here? How did they get here? Why are they here? It's just bringing in, collapsing the southern border. The southern border has been surrendered. Collapse the southern border into the U.S. to come into our major cities and collapse them into third world hellholes so that you then beg for daddy government to do something about the situation at hand. And seriously, the image is coming out. It's just there's nothing like it. If you've ever been to a music festival at the end of it when the hordes of people are just pouring out, that's what it looks like pouring into our southern border right now. Governor Abbott deploys DPS troopers, National Guard, to build barricade along border around Del Rio amid surge of illegal aliens, and then that's right. And so somebody gave them that intel, and they directed the caravan to then head back to McAllen, which was the original soft spot. And then it was Del Rio, now it's McAllen, and they're just playing cat and mouse with our law enforcement, and somebody is directing them to do so. There's a turd in the punch bowl, as they might say, a turd in the punch bowl. It is Biden on top, but he's not the one that's making sure these migrants can get in without being caught by law enforcement. That's somebody else. Where is Biden, you might ask? Well, Biden might even be asking himself that question every morning. In fact, he does. He admitted to that. Every morning he wakes up, he says, "Where the hell am I?" But take what you want with that. Biden takes a casual bike ride by the beach as multiple crises sink his presidency. Well, yes, sink the nation, really. Just some post-editing there on the Gateway Pundit headline from myself. And so Biden, though, is enjoying the beach and enjoying a vacation. And, you know, apparently he can ride a bike. At least he says he can. But it must be nice, Joe. It must be nice. I think that they gave up trying to pretend like Joe Biden can play golf. Remember, they tried to run that whole gambit. And then he literally hacked one right into a rock, almost knocked his block off. And so they just figured, okay, let's stop faking like Biden can play golf. Everybody knows he can't walk 18 holes, let alone 9. But, hey, let's mount him up on a bike. And let's get a little video of him strolling through on the bike. And that one, then now America will be convinced. Oh, boy. What an embarrassment. So that's what Biden is up to as the country is being surrendered. What about, remember Kamala Harris? She was going to be in charge of the border. Has she done anything at the border since then? Has Harris done anything at the border since then? Has she visited the border? Does anybody know what she's doing? What is she up to? Well, she's not at the border, but she is going to football games. Hey, good for her. Again, hey, I like going to football games. That's like what I'm saying. Like the mayor in Hawaii, he likes to party. He likes to drink. He likes to have a good time. I like to have a good time. Kamala Harris likes to go to football games. I like to go to football games, but I'm not the one telling people they can't go have a good time. I'm not the one telling people to social distance and wear a mask and stay home and quarantine and not see loved ones. That's them. That's Harris. That's the Democrat mayors. But here's Kamala Harris. What's she doing is the border's been surrendered and she's apparently in charge of the border. She's at a football game, cackling it up in her mask. You can even see it. Border czar Kamala Harris leads coin toss at Howard Hampton football game as thousands of illegal aliens storm the border. Does she even have any idea what's going on? Hey, good for her. I like football games too, Kamala. Good. Go enjoy a football game. It's part of the American way. It's part of the American culture. It's what this rich, prosperous nation made is we can go watch football and have fun. It's what the free market has done. And capitalism is pretty great, right? You enjoy that as you want to destroy all of it. Pretty amazing. And so there she is enjoying a football game wearing her mask. wearing her mask as the southern border is completely surrendered and she is supposedly the one in charge. You think anybody got the old Willie Brown treatment after the game? All right, it's too much. Is that too much, guys? What? I'm just asking. I'm just hey. Ask Willie Brown about that, not me. No. But, hey, we know she's abandoned the southern border. All right, let's get into another stack here. Snapchat promotes child sacrifice. Snapchat pushes video on their trending section explaining how the Satanic Temple uses religious loopholes to allow abortion procedures. Wow, and Snapchat is promoting this video. And it's the Satanic Abortion Loophole. Wow, it's not a loophole, it is. Abortion is satanic. Yes, it's called child sacrifice. So it's not that that's a loophole, that is the operating procedure. That's not your loophole, that is the manifest destiny. That is the standard operating procedure. That is the genesis. That is the origin. It is child sacrifice. It is satanic. Now they're just coming out and telling you. And I would expect some charges or even an arrest in this story. Texas abortionist says he's already violated the new heartbeat law. A Texas abortionist has admitted that he already violated the state's new law banning procedures after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Alan Braid at an OBGYN at Alamo Women's Reproductive Services in San Antonio wrote an essay that was published in the Washington Post admitting to his crimes. Wow. Murdering babies. Or is it that or is it not? Or are we going to have a debate on that? Either way, he's broke the law. Will he have to pay the price? Speaking of breaking the law and paying the price, the Durham investigation finally just had a little fart. There was a little tiny little fart. It barely was maybe a little silent one, maybe a little squeaker, but there was some developments there. Is Hillary attorney Mark Elias in legal jeopardy alongside attorney Michael Sussman? Is this why he left Perkins Coie? So it's basically what we already knew about the whole Russian gate, Russia pee-pee tape. But this is more in regards to the Trump bank story. Totally fabricated, totally made up, paid for opposition research by Hillary Clinton. Her lawyers were involved, and that's why there was an indictment filed by Durham on that case. It's just the beginning, I would hope, even if it is too late for anything to be done about that. And so Eric Trump made the comment, we didn't know until 2 days ago Hillary Clinton funded the Alpha Bank mainstream media scam. Actually, we did know it, but now we actually have the receipts to back that knowledge up. Okay, that does it for the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday evening, but I'm sticking around here, and I'm going to take phone calls for the next hour and a half, so stick by. And we will continue, and we will take your calls on all of this and more. Sunday Night Live kicks off right after this. I'm going to give out the phone number right after the break. But, folks, remember InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials on vitamin B12 right now. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun Plus vitamin D supplement, 50% off. One of our top-selling sleep aids, Knockout, also 50% off, all at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.